Sean Mady is running for re-election to the Haines Assembly. And the question of whether to create new police service areas will go to voters. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. The terms for Haines Assembly members Sean Mady and Tresham Gregg end this October. Mady is seeking re-election, but Gregg will not. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with Mady to learn more about the candidate and his approach to local governance.
Sean Mady has been living in Alaska since 2009. He says he first fell in love with Haines after meeting resident John Norton while managing Alaska Knife Works in Juneau. He moved to Haines in 2015 and got involved in local politics shortly thereafter. At first, he thought Haines would be a place to get away from the drama and divisiveness he had seen in the lower 48. He was wrong.
I saw that it just had the same political issues as anywhere else in the country or world. So I decided I had time. So I was able to make time to attend meetings. I didn't have any special interest groups or cliques or, you know, anybody whose side I preferred over another. I just had my standard decision-making skills and my nonpartisan approach, and I gave the assembly a shot.
Mady was first appointed to the assembly in June of 2017 to replace Margaret Friedenauer after she resigned. Then, in October, he successfully ran to serve the remainder of her term. When asked how the assembly could improve, Mady says decisions are often made based on the impressions that groups of residents have of a certain issue, rather than the facts. He says he aims to make decisions based on the best information available rather than what some residents are asking for.
I'm willing to make the best decision based off of the most information that I have at the time. And it's never going to be towards one side or the other. No matter which side it seems to favor, if it does the most good for the most people, that's how I'm going to decide.
Mady is particularly concerned with the question of police service outside of the town site. In 2017, the Alaska State Troopers removed its blue shirt officer who patrolled outside of town. Now the assembly has passed an ordinance that makes way for on-call police service for residents out the Haines Highway, Lutac Road, and Mud Bay Road. Voters living within the affected areas will decide on the proposal during the general election this October. Recently, the assembly amended the on-call police service proposal based on suggestions from Mosquito Lake residents. Although the amendments made sense to him, Mady worries other residents who would be affected by the proposal might not agree with the changes.
People on the other two service areas, Lutac and Mud Bay, I know that they were split and it should have gone to a vote on the ordinance that was already established. Then whoever voted no, I don't want this level of service, then we come up with a new ordinance based on a closer level of service that they would like and put that up to a vote.
Elections for the Haines-Borough Assembly take place October 2nd. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This October, Haines residents living outside the town site will be asked whether they want to see new police service areas created for their neighborhoods. At its last regular meeting, the Haines Assembly passed an ordinance that makes way for new on-call police service areas. But before it happens, the move needs to be approved by voters. In the past, a blue shirt officer with the Alaska State Troopers covered areas outside the town site. But that position was withdrawn in 2017. Since then, the borough has been trying to figure out how to provide police service outside the town site. At this point, the borough has heard from residents about this issue on several occasions. Most recently, in public hearings for this ordinance. And at a town hall meeting at the Mosquito Lake Community Center. Holly Thomas is a Mosquito Lake resident. She spoke at the most recent assembly meeting.
It is very frustrating when the first answer out of your guys' mouth is raise taxes.
Paul Rogers serves on the Public Safety Commission and also lives in Mosquito Lake. He said the frustration with a possible tax hike is a common feeling among residents living in communities out the Haines Highway. The ordinance calls for an increase in property tax to pay for the service.
Most of the people on the highway feel that because they shop in town, that they pay sales tax, which supports the police department already, and that that is sufficient to cover the current level of service that's being provided.
As originally written, the ordinance sought to create one new on-call service area. The assembly has since amended the measure to divide it into three separate service areas, one for Lutac Road, one for the Haines Highway Corridor, and another for Mud Bay. properties not accessible by road would not be included. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel identified some possible issues with the divided service areas in a memo. Still, it remains part of the final ordinance. In its second hearing, the Assembly passed a few more amendments. One changes the way on-call police services are defined and was derived from a recommendation made by Paul Rogers. As passed, the ordinance defines these as services in response to situations involving imminent threats to life and/or property, or requiring the investigation of major crimes. It includes serious injury or death, and it includes requests from emergency responders when there is a reasonable concern for a responder's safety. It allows residents to file reports directly with the police, and it provides services for scheduled events when requested by an event sponsor. The sponsor would also be responsible for paying for the service. The ordinance was also amended to say that the Assembly shall, instead of may, abolish the on-call service areas in the event the troopers re-establish a post in the Hainesboro. The amendments carried 4-2. So did the main motion to adopt the ordinance. Brenda Josephson and Tom Morfitt were opposed. Here's Morfitt.
One of the scientific ways we gauge whether there's support for any idea is when people come to us and say, we want this idea. Now, we've had no public testimony at this meeting from anybody who wants this vote, other than the people at this dais. It's the government telling the people what they should want.
The Assembly has heard from some residents who want police to respond when they call. Sean Mady said the only way to really understand what residents want is to take it to a vote.
I think it's extremely important that the people decide on something. Whether they like it or not, we don't know. We've heard from the same few groups of people. We've had a lot of meetings. I've met with a lot of people, and I've heard almost a 50-50 split for what they want and what they don't.
Another concern that's been brought up in the most recent round of public meetings on this issue is that the borough hasn't lobbied the state hard enough to get a trooper back. Stephanie Scott said they can continue that effort.
It doesn't mean that we can't continue to lobby the state for that state trooper. In fact, it shows that, you know, what we are concerned about is the safety of our people, period. That's the bottom line.
With the approval of the ordinance, the question of whether to create new service areas will be put to residents within the boundaries of those areas on the October ballot. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight.